move on to the main event, and I should have had some sort of bell ring or something like that, but the main event. Obviously, as I said, we try to keep, for the most part, we don't get into a lot of politics, even though, Coach, as you said before the show, there's a lot of politics in sports, and a lot of even outside sports politics tends to have something to do with it. Obviously, we know about the social protesting. We know about the Colin Kaepernick, who kind of got the ball rolling, the way it's kind of escalated the way it has, where now entire teams are either locking arms, or they're kneeling, or they're standing, or in some cases they're standing in the tunnel, or they're in the locker room, or such like that. But and then obviously the president had his comments, and you know, we'll just kind of we'll go round table on this one, just kind of keep going around. To me, the biggest thing to look at is not only finally are we calling attention to things we've needed to talk about for a long time, but the president's comments seem to do what nobody else has been able to do in a long time either, and that's unite the Players Association and the NFL to where they're actually on the same page for this whole thing. Coach, I'll throw it to you.
Well, one of the things I'll go right into saying, I think it started to balloon itself because it started out simply as Colin Kaepernick kneeling over a year ago. So this was in the oven for over a year. But I think that what our president did in his delivery, one of the greatest things about being American is that you have a freedom of speech. And I don't have a problem with our president speaking on this subject. The delivery of what he said and how the language and the vocabulary that he used, I think, is what really it's never been done before. I mean, it's never been done before. So there's nothing to measure it against. But the one thing you can measure is when the language is so strong that at that point, you know, I think he lost a lot of followers with what he was trying to get across when he spoke about being unpatriotic. So one of the things I want to point out that this was never about the flag. And, again, this has been the subject of discussion. You know, every player has clearly came out and given their reason for kneeling. And that's what the First Amendment right gives them to do. You don't have to like it. You don't have to love it. But our country allows for the freedom of speech. It was founded on things such as this. And so the debate will always be there. I think that what we're finding now that players or people who have influence with platform, whether they be players or not, get an opportunity now to bring some of these things that we need to talk about as a nation now to the forefront. And sports is one of those ways that they're going to be doing it, but it's not a new thing. Muhammad Ali did this back in the day. Jim Brown did this back in the day. So this is not a new platform, actually. It's just one that where you have social media and you have technology that can get information out a lot faster than it was at that time.
All right. Cody, I'll throw it to you.
You know, I agree with what Coach had to say, and I think that I agree. I think the president's allowed to have his opinion on what he did, but there's so many bigger issues going on in the country today than him having to worry about what the hell is going on in the NFL. But when it comes to everything, you know, Kaepernick took a knee a year ago, and everyone's overlooking what he was trying to, what his message was, and people forgetting about it. The thing to remember about Kaepernick is, no matter what happens at the end of the day, when 10, 20 years from now, when our kids or you know whatever happens, Colin's going to be in a history book for what he did. And no matter how, in my opinion, no matter how this movement goes, because what Colin did took a lot of courage. And I think he is being blackballed by the NFL, which is a joke, because he's better than some of the quarterbacks that are playing in the league right now. And I'll go fight with anyone on that. And I think that it's a raw deal he's getting. And then you have teams like, you know, being from Pittsburgh, and I know everyone there probably hated, you know, I wish I lived there to see how people reacted after what they did in Chicago, because you have Alejandro Villanueva, who was an Army Ranger, go out there and stand there and salute because he was in the Army. And then you have all the other players staying in the locker room. And then you have Roethlisberger come out going, "I couldn't sleep last night. I can't believe I did. I don't know what I'm thinking." It's like, dude, you did it. Don't try to take it back now. You made a decision, and you have to live with your decision. And the same thing with Villanueva. I don't think he needs to feel sorry for what he did. I mean, he did it because he's proud of where he came from. And I think that I like what the NFL is doing. I just don't like that the message that Colin tried to get across is being lost. And have you guys seen the Sports Illustrated cover they did on Unity?
No, I haven't, but yeah, I heard a little bit about who was on there.
Yeah, so you have Goodell, and you have Aaron Rodgers and Cam Jordan and Candace Parker, Steph Curry, Steve Kerr, LeBron James, and you know, and I feel like I'm forgetting someone else. But how do you not have Colin Kaepernick in the front and center of that Photoshop picture? Yeah, I love what Steph Curry had to say and everything going on with President Trump and then back and forth and LeBron calling him a bum and all that stuff. Like, I'm glad to see the players speaking up. But if you're going to put something out there with unity, you have to have Kaepernick on there. And no, I'm not being biased because I'm a Niner fan and I like Kaepernick. I was never actually a big Kaepernick fan until his last couple years with the 49ers. And then I support what he did, and I'm not afraid to admit it. I he has a lot of courage for what he did. Like I said, the message is being lost. And as a country, we need to just the hate in this country for one another is just it's an all time high. To me, I can't stand it. I think that there's so many other things we should be worrying about that we could come together on. This is something we come together, but we should not be arguing about this. Like, Colin's trying to get a message out there. People are misinterpreting it, and that's what's going on in the NFL. And our president should not be weighing in on this. So that's how I feel, because I can go on all night about this. So I'll let Red speak and everything else, but that's how I feel about this.
Go ahead, Reggie.
I mean, Cody, I think you said exactly what I was going to say. It pains me because I think the message is being lost. This is no longer about what Colin Kaepernick, and I'm speaking not only as a football fan, but as a veteran of the United States Navy who has fought in wars and did so proudly, right? I think, again, you've got everybody talking about how veterans feel, right, about what's going on, that have never served a day of their lives in this military for this great nation. But again, I think the message has been lost because there are ulterior motives that are going on now. I mean, you've got a president that attacked the bank accounts of some NFL owners, and that's where the unity came into play. And I think, you know, one of the questions as Coach and I were talking a little earlier was about, okay, so you're kneeling and you're locking arms, but what are you doing it for? You don't even know what you're doing it for at this point. This isn't about the flag. When I took my oath to join the military, I didn't take an oath to protect the flag. I didn't take an oath to protect the anthem. I took an oath to protect the Constitution of the United States, right, which by virtue of that, the First Amendment gives me my rights to free speech. So, I mean, again, we have lost the message. Because this is a conversation that, and I think Greg Popovich offered probably the most profound response to all of this, is that there are demons that this country has that we will not address. And we haven't addressed them since the 1700s, right? Since 1865, when the Emancipation Proclamation was presented, and, oh, everybody's free. Well, it's hard to tell a people that you are us. With us has never been inclusive of certain people. And that's the problem that's being missed. That's what Colin Kaepernick stood for. It was not for the flag or kneeled for. It wasn't to disrespect the flag or the military. It was to bring awareness to the fact that you've got men being killed and nothing's happening to them. Right? So, again, for the president to chime in the way that he did, I think it just shows of where we are and where we've always been. All he did to win the presidency, in my opinion, was he appealed to the core of what has always been America for a long time. I can't blame Jeremy. I can't blame Cody. I can't blame anybody who is a white American who wasn't around in the times of slavery. But to be silent is to agree. And that is all I'll say about it at this point.
Oh, yeah, of course. And since we are running low on time, we'll go around the table once more, and we're going to pick up. We're going to start next week with the back end of this, because there is – I mean, we could probably do an entire two-hour block of this. But the thing that I wanted to bring up, and Cody, you were talking about it as well. In Pittsburgh, I don't – the whole stand in the locker room thing is one thing. The stand in the tunnel, which means 52 guys and all the coaches, and especially their coach, I don't want to call him out. First of all, I don't want to give him the publicity. But second of all, to watch a former – what is Villanueva? He's
Army Ranger.
He's Army Ranger, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
A former Army Ranger who's like, look, you guys can do what you want to do, but, you know, as Reggie said, when – when he signed up to serve for this country and given all the things he had to endure just from doing that, he's like, I can't stand over there and not do anything. If anything, I'm going to just defy it. If you want to fire me, if you want to find me, whatever it is, I have to go out here and stand. And as you said, Big Ben coming out and saying he couldn't sleep and all this, and it's like, okay, well, we can all have reactive reactions, but you need to start having proactive ones. This week, no matter, you know, if their coach says, hey, we're going to do the same thing, I would like to see Big Ben, or I would like to see Antonio Brown or some of these other big-time players and leaders from locker rooms go, I know what you told me, I know what the owner said, I know what the coach said, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk out there and stand next to that guy because he's standing for a lot more than we are by sitting back here.
Yeah, but again, Jeremy, to my point, this isn't about, and I'm just going to be very frank and candid, this isn't about anybody black or any minority standing for this, to be honest. If we really want to have the real conversation, it's going to take the other side of the coin. It's going to take the other side of the aisle to say this isn't right. And not to make it about race, but it has always been about race. It's always been about injustices and white privilege and all these things that we don't want to talk about. We want to keep whispering about them. We want to keep brushing them aside. We want to keep kicking the can down the road, and we're just continuing to keep dragging it on and on and on. I look at my son, and it pains me. My son grew up in Alpharetta. He has a lot of white friends. But to him, it's almost like he's defying the black race to have white friends. Why? Because he hasn't been given the permission to do it. Not just from our side, but from the white side as well. We've got to start talking about the issues that are going to fix it if we're going to fix it. And then it minimizes the impact of a President Trump or anybody that comes in to be divisive, whether it's Farrakhan or anybody else. We mentioned Richard Sherman. We have got to start to create that solidarity at the grassroots level and just operate on truth. Don't operate on anything else. Operate on truth, and I think we'll be fine. I mean, it's a long time coming. It's been something that we've need to talk about for several years. I mean, even back to colored bathrooms and colored water fountains and mm-hmm. you in the back of the bus, but you're not. I mean, these are things that have just been in the fabric of our history. And so why would a people who have been under the veil of oppression for so long want to stand for anything? I mean, the anthem talks about the validation of slavery. No, everyone forgets that because we only sing the first verse. But go to the second verse. It talks about more. It changes to America the Beautiful. I remember when I was a kid that they were talking about changing the anthem to the America the Beautiful because it was more representative of what we're supposed to stand for. I mean, again, we can keep talking about athletes standing up and the bigger guys standing up and what about the owners? But at the end, it's going to start with us here at Ground Roots, and we got to start talking about it. We can't keep kicking the can down the road. Otherwise, we're never going to get there. We're just not.
Coach, go ahead.
One of the things I like to point out as it pertains to football and that subject in particular, it wasn't until 2009 that the players were even out on the field for the national anthem, okay? The military came in, the armed forces came in, and used it as a recruitment tool. They gave a lot of money to owners to bring players out. Imagine that this was not a discussion prior to 2009. We wouldn't even be discussing it now, guys, if it wasn't for the money that has already been spent.
Which is why November is Veterans Month now. Exactly. Sorry, Coach.
Yeah. But also I'd like to add as a quick little footnote, we have not also talked about the veterans who have served that are also kneeling in support of this. So that's the other side of this that we haven't taken on just as of yet. What about those veterans, those armed service, those first responders, all the people that are part of this as well that have also kneeled on this? Are they being unpatriotic, or was this paid patriotism? That's one thing that you have to look at. Honestly, if we're going to look through a real lens at how this whole thing got really got started.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, Code, you get the last word on this before we're going to call it a night, and we're going to pick right up, like I said, next week with this, because we're barely even scratching the surface of this. And, you know, anybody who's listening or anybody that listens to us on podcasts, feel free next week. Hey, 347-826-7448. We're going to start, probably go at least, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes on this. If you want to call in and chime in, just be respectful with it. But we welcome your phone call next week as well. So, Cody, go ahead. You have the last word.
Well, I was going to say, like, okay, so you guys saw this on Monday night. The Cowboys, they all got down on one knee before the national anthem. The people in Arizona still booed them for doing that. It wasn't even during the national anthem. Now, amongst the four of us, who tunes in to watch the national anthem before a sporting event? Do any of you tune in to watch the national anthem? I'm sure everyone's going to say no. Reggie, I can understand for you because you served in the military, and I thank you for your service. But how many of us tune in to watch the national anthem? So I have a question. How long until a sports team comes out and says, you know what, we're not going to play the national anthem anymore? Because, I mean, is that where we're going to have to go? Is we're going to have to stop playing the national anthem so we don't have to warm up people complaining, oh, why are players taking knees, or why are they doing this? And, you know, and Reggie made a great point. The players are kneeling, and they don't even know what they're kneeling for anymore. Kaepernick at least had a reason why he was kneeling, and the players now don't even know. They're doing it for unity. Don't do it for unity. Don't do it just to show a sign of solidarity and unity amongst the leagues against President Trump. What he said about the SOB comment was a ferocious, atrocious, whatever word you want to put together. I'm using low deal isms here. He should have never have said that. And I love what the players did in solidarity, but if you're going to do this on a week-in, week-out basis, you have to have a reason behind it. Kaepernick had a reason behind it. Eric Reed from the 49ers did it with them. You saw players like Michael Bennett and Malcolm Jenkins and Anquan Boldin who are there to help to try to support Kaepernick as well. And you guys said it. This is going to go on for a while. And now we got it. It happened in baseball on Saturday night. Bruce Maxwell from the A's did it, and his dad is a military veteran. Bruce did it where he got down on a knee, had his hand over his heart, and he was going along with the national anthem. His dad came out and said, I completely support what my baby is doing. And, you know, people here, are California is very, very different than a lot of places. And everyone knows that. A lot of people support Bruce Maxwell. And, you know, I try to get him on our show and everything like that, but he's getting hounded with media requests. That's fine. But it's going to keep happening. At least Maxwell has he actually came out and said, I did it because he did it, and he had his hand over his heart, and he said, look, I'm not going to disrespect the fire or anything like that. But this is not going to end anytime soon. And the more, once people start realizing that we need, as Reggie said, we need to address the issues from not just one side, but both sides, there's never going to be a resolution to this anytime soon.
No, I definitely agree with that. And, you know, to, even though it's halfway paraphrases something the WWE did with the character they had, to me, it's about, we always talk about we, and we always talk about us. And for once, when we put our hands over our hearts for whatever it is to salute this is still the greatest country. There's no country like this in the world, and there's probably a reason for that, but there's no country like this. So if you're going to put your hand over your heart, you know, just keep in mind, whether you say it out loud or not, we, the people, should encompass all of the people. And yeah, there's no solution anywhere in the near future, but we got to start doing something about it. But like I said, we're going to pick right up with this next week. It'll be another great show. I know a lot of people are already putting the word out that we're having this discussion now, and that also we're going to start with it next week. So, you know, maybe we can get some other people to chime in. Let's see what other people are thinking too, and we'll be able to continue our discussion on this. But I felt like we got a good talk there. It's good that we have this platform to be able to at least, you know, sit down and talk about this. And, you know,
yes,
I know.
I think this is a start, and I appreciate you, Jeremy, for opening the lines up for that, because it's, you know, it's real. It's a real topic.
Yeah.
And you know, it's going to take time. It's going to take time, but, you know, it's going to take the four of us starting to have beers together and drinking, you know, and tailgating together and showing everybody else what can be done and what should be done. So, again, I appreciate you opening it up for that.
Yeah, as always. And, you know, even if that means we sit down on a different day and do a special one of these just to talk about certain issues like this. I mean, you know, like we've been saying, this is something that needs to get out there. So I'm glad we're able to at least start the discussion here and let people know this is a place that if you want to come and you want to be able to listen to this discussion and even participate in it to certain extents, that this is definitely a place you could do that. But that's going to do it for this week. Enjoy Thursday Night Football. As always, go to the iTunes store if you're downloading our podcast. Even if you're not, if you're listening in live every week, we definitely appreciate you as well. Leave us comments on all of our social media hubs so that not only we know that you're listening, but, you know, if you got suggestions or things you liked or things you didn't like, we can make this show better. If you do get the chance, go to the iTunes store, give us a rating, give us a review. Once again, makes this it helps make the show better, and it also helps us keep it free. But for Superman Cody Elias, for the King AT Alien Reggie Walker, and, of course, for the coach Haywood Hill, I am Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Falcons.